It's June 9th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Anna B. Levine, here again with your daily news roundup. John is out this week. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's episode is sponsored by Bitstamp and CipherTrace. And now, the news. On Tuesday, Bitcoin's price undulations became the calmest in 3 months. Price volatility dipped to levels last seen ahead of the Black Thursday crash on March 12th of this year. The leading cryptocurrency's 30-day volatility has now fallen to 40%, the lowest level since March 6th, according to blockchain analytics firm Into the Block. Meanwhile, 60-day volatility declined to 52%, its lowest since March 11th. The decline in volatility may be associated with the lack of clear direction in the market. Simply put, traders don't know if we're coming or going, and lacking a big move, they might just wait and see. Bitcoin rallied by over 150% in the last 2 months leading up to the May 11th mining reward halving. Since then, however, buyers have repeatedly failed to establish a foothold above the psychologically important $10,000 price. In the last few days, prices have tightened, with the top cryptocurrency trading between $9,300 and $9,900. Historical data shows that Bitcoin tends to chart sudden big moves following a fall in volatility below 35%, which is where we're headed if the current trends continue. Bitcoin may consolidate for a few more days before charting a big move in either direction, though. And from what the data tells us, the slide in Bitcoin balances held on exchanges suggests prices may move to the higher side. On the other hand, some technical indicators are suggesting the opposite. Traders say the technical outlook would turn bullish, though, if prices rise above $10,500 for any protracted period of time. Since the start of 2020, Bitcoin has appreciated over 35%, while gold is up 11% and the S&P 500 index of U.S. stocks is roughly flat, back to where it was at the start of the year. Friday's incredibly positive U.S. non-farms payroll number has led to the largest divergence between gold and the S&P 500 since the March lows, said Singapore-based QCP Capital in an investor note the other day. Bitcoin is currently trading at $9,720, down just a little on the day, while Ether is trading at $243, the same as yesterday, according to the CoinDesk Price Index. In a distinctly not-the-onion story, the world has been hit by cyber attacks from a shadowy organization, Zebellion, that funds itself through stealing fiat currencies from the establishment and converting it into Bitcoin. This scenario is the premise for a war game from the U.S. military, designed in 2018 to prepare troops for future conflicts fought on computers rather than in the field. Reported first by The Intercept following a Freedom of Information request to the Pentagon, the 200-page document shows what the higher echelons of the U.S. military seem to be primarily concerned about with cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, at least in the medium term. The war game is set in 2025, when an organization based on the dark web, known as Zebellion, exploits dissatisfaction in Gen Z, who, with poorer life chances than prior generations, are increasingly disillusioned with American and Western society. The group encourages Gen Z members to participate in a global cyber attack that steals money from organizations deemed to support the establishment. The Pentagon document says stolen funds could be funneled into Bitcoin, and Zebellion uses software programs to route the loot into laundering programs that ultimately convert national currencies into Bitcoin and make, quote, small below-the-threshold donations to, quote, worthy recipients, and if Zebellion members claim financial need, to the member who conducted the attack itself. How actually the Pentagon imagines Zebellion would convert fiat into Bitcoin, whether they'd use an exchange or a peer-to-peer marketplace, isn't clear at all from the document. But blockchains, at least as they're implemented today, might not be the ideal the military fears. Their public, fully transparent, pseudonymous nature means third parties, including the U.S. military, can easily monitor transaction flows, even if they can't easily tell who these people are in real life. But that also means there's little a hacking group such as Zebellion could do to cover their tracks, and a single misstep could be disastrous. So, future trend or paranoid delusion in the highest levels of the military? More on this story as it develops. This episode and the following messages are brought to you by Bitstamp and CipherTrace.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro. CipherTrace helps grow the crypto economy by making it trusted by governments and safe for consumers and investors. How do they do it? By protecting VASPs, banks, and other financial institutions from crypto laundering risks while protecting user privacy. Years of research have created the world's best cryptocurrency intelligence with the best attribution and deepest token coverage. So if your virtual asset business isn't using CipherTrace to manage compliance risks, you should start now. Learn more at CipherTrace.com.
In non-Coindesk crypto media news, things are getting a bit bleak. We learned this week that two prominent blockchain media startups are shutting down, at least for now. On June 2nd, we learned that blockchain journalism startup Civil is closing its doors, with its nascent team seemingly reabsorbed into prolific parent company Consensus. And just yesterday, we learned that cryptocurrency-focused media startup Block TV has shut down operations, laying off some 35 staff members as COVID-19 lockdowns and social distancing make in-person production perilous at best and active advertisers an increasingly rare breed. Block TV had planned on launching a studio in New York City during the first quarter of this year to complement its lineup of broadcast news-style reports, but the plan was another casualty of the ongoing global pandemic. The startup continued to issue content intermittently through the spring months, but at least for now, it looks like the end. Both Civil and Block TV had sought to fund operations over the past year and into the future using tokens that allow the audience to somehow become stakeholders in the young media companies. But whether due to timing or lack of interest, they couldn't find their footing. And so we send our best wishes from the team at CoinDesk to the former teams at Civil and Block TV. And to our listeners, don't worry, Markets Daily isn't going anywhere. And finally, Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss are set to help adapt a best-selling book that highlights their entrance into the world of Bitcoin as a feature film. Reported by Deadline on Monday, the twins will work with Stampede Ventures to turn Bitcoin Billionaires by Ben Mesrich into a movie. Bitcoin Billionaires is a nonfiction book that explains how, amid the twins' struggles after their infamous court battle with Mark Zuckerberg and social media giant Facebook, the brothers happened to come across cryptocurrency and decided to make a big bet on the youthful technology. The Winklevoss twins previously worked with Mesrich on The Accidental Billionaires, the book that became the Oscar-winning film The Social Network. Greg Silverman, owner of Stampede and former Warner Brothers president of production, described the upcoming movie as, quote, Rocky II meets Wall Street. Since then, Cameron and Tyler have gone on to launch a regulated cryptocurrency exchange known as Gemini and a stablecoin called the Gemini Dollar. The cast and release date for the Bitcoin Millionaires film adaptation is yet to be revealed. We're all on the edge of our seats. And that's the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Wednesday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.